What do you think? Do you think UDisc is dead? Is it gone? Is this the end of UDisc? Is it finished? Oh, I can't think of any other headlines to... I can't think of any other sensational headlines, but I'm sure if you guys follow disc golf in any way, form, or fashion, that you know that Disc Golf Pro Tour has decided to move away from UDisc Live for real-time scorekeeping. And of course, this is a significant change that comes at for Disc Golf Pro Tour as they partner with PDJ and more stuff. And they're going to be using, what is it, Statmando to do their, officially it says, this change aims to enhance the presentation of live scores and stats on discgolfprotour.com or DGPT.com, leveraging the recent acquisition of Statmando by PDGA. The platform will introduce new feature stats and analytics for both Disc Golf Pro Tour scores, Disc Golf Pro Tour scores, and Disc Golf Network live broadcasts. If you're doing your shopping online for disc golf, make sure you check out DoorDisc.com. Shane Solomon with DoorDisc has everything you need in disc golf. Check them out, DoorDisc.com. If you're looking for class discs for distribution for your store, if you have a store or you know of somebody that has a store and they need class discs in their store or they need a restock, let them check out, have them check out CoolDaddyDiscGolf.com. CoolDaddyDiscGolf.com. What do you think? What do you think some of the challenges is that are going to be faced now that they moved away from UDisc? Let's talk about that as far as PDGA and Disc Golf Pro Tour.
I think UDisc is going to have to figure out how they're going to stop that death nail because the relevance of UDisc was their live scoring. Now, there are a few people that use it for tracking their game performance. I mean, they have a beautiful system as far as tracking putting, tracking throws, tracking distance. You can track your bag, but they've been a partner with the Disc Golf Pro Tour since 2000. And really with what seems to be no warning, were basically ousted from the Pro Tour as far as being the official scoring. But writing was on the wall. Hopefully the two owners, hopefully they saw the writing on the wall and started making moves to hopefully salvage the company. Cause I know they did some big hiring efforts. Scaling was probably appropriate. And now that disc golf is kind of in a year of transition, I don't see how they're going to stop that death nail from coming, but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, maybe they'll pick up through just the Disc Golf Pro Tour. I mean, through just the PDGA national tours and Pro Tour. No, because Disc Golf Pro Tour. No, I don't see how they're going to stop it. I mean, they're just going to be another app that is overpriced at this point.
Well, I mean, speaking of price, I'm glad you brought that up because just recently they did a price hike and they basically doubled their price. What is it? Is it $25.99 or $29.99 now? A year?
It's in the 20s for sure.
It's something like that. And so yeah. I wonder if that, like you said, did they see the writing on the wall? Did they know this was coming? Perhaps they already knew this was coming and that's the reason for the price hike. Now, I know a lot of people get upset and you said another overpriced app. So in your mind, are you thinking you're not going to pay the premium price?
I don't see a necessity for it. I think a lot of the features that are the most useful are free with their traditional app. So why pay the pro level price when you can get everything you need now through Statmando and the PDGA Live scoring app? So, yeah, I mean, they're going to have to make some changes, offer some more things, maybe put more things behind paywalls. But like I said, I don't see the value in that 20 whatever dollars is, $24.99 or whatever it is anymore. You know, it's kind of like we talk about the relevancy of paying the PDGA membership. You know, I think it's on that same line. People are either going to justify it or not.
And I wonder if, like you said, slowly but surely they're going to start taking away the free options and start charging for it. And of course, that's going to cause an uproar because it's much harder to. It's easier to come down in price, but it's much harder to go up in price. And that's basically what it's going to do is go up in price. And then the other thing I was thinking is that maybe they're going to make their money differently. In other words, they don't make it on us, the customer or the frontline customer. They're going to make it more on, you know, if people want to run events. Because I know like the Dynamic Disc did the Trilogy Challenge. Scorekeeping through that. They did the Winter Marksman League through that. And so they have this robust system of these type of league events. And I wonder if that's maybe a way they could make money to pay for all the stuff that they're doing. So that'll be interesting to see. Hopefully, I know Matt and I believe Josh, they're smart guys. So I'm sure they have something figured out. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, like you said, this wasn't a last minute thing or a, you know, something they weren't expecting. Hopefully they had planned for this. I'll be honest. I don't know much about Stat Mando. I don't know if you do follow anything that they do.
Yep. Yeah. So they do. So they were made really famous and brought into the light from Nick and Matt, which I believe is what's called Staggered Stance now or something like that. But the Nick and Matt show. And they brought it in because he basically breaks down. They're a bunch of mathematicians that break down all of it. Now, I want to say it was 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, they were offered up basically the back end of the PDGA to make their stats more whole. And then just recently, as you mentioned, they were purchased by the PDGA, acquired by the PDGA. And they do a fantastic job. I mean, their stats are second to none in disc golf, in my opinion. And they're very complete. Now, just with any stats, you can use any numbers to make anything look the way any way you want it to, but they do a really good job. They're pretty fair about it. So I think with the stats from that, the PDGA Live scoring app, it's a beautiful system. Its simplicity is what makes it so beautiful. I think with UDisc, I think there's a level of complication there that is unnecessary. And the PDGA Live app, it just makes it so much more streamlined to walk forward with it. And then StatMando can take on the stats of circle one, circle two, bullseye, whatever it is that we're doing.
Now, let me ask you this, and maybe I don't understand exactly how it works, but like, so one of the things that I remember even talking about on the Disc Golf Answer Man years ago was UDisc, how they had all these stats they could put out there on the players. Mm-hmm. And so they have a mountain of stats. Now they've got stats on courses, and so that's a lot of, what I meant to say was data. Mm-hmm. In other words, data is like, I mean, when you think of social media, that's where the money is. They have your data, and they're just crunching that data to create the product, right? Mm-hmm. So now, what happens to all the data that UDisc has? Were they gathering that information from PDGA, or was PDGA getting it from them?
No, so UDisc data was gathered from UDisc. So new courses open, plays, whatever it is. So these are all tracked through the users of UDisc. So it wasn't actually a complete stat. It was just the stats of UDisc, which is huge. I mean, those numbers were massive. So you think you push that out into what the actual playtime is for the people that aren't using UDisc. I mean, it was beautiful. So I think that is the hole that is being left behind if this does not continue. I think that is a huge, huge, I guess it's ammo for course designers and individuals trying to get things into municipalities and cities or private courses and validating the cost of putting disc golf courses in and the use of the land. And to not have that, I think it's going to hurt. You know, it might be a little bit short-sighted by PDGA to just.
But I'm guessing some of that data Disc Golf Pro Tour doesn't really need to run their tour and do their stats for their tour. Yeah, that's right. Going to be all the stuff that StatMando already has or can gather from the PDGA.
Yeah.
So speaking now of UDisc, now we had Jomez Pro that now they're kind of out of the picture.
Right.
As far as being Jomez Pro and what they had been doing are in the normal way. Now we've got UDisc. Is this kind of, I saw, and I wonder about, what do you think about this speculation as far as like, is the PDGA going to, a lot of what the PDGA has done as far as professional side of things, is this.
Can I say, I hope so. So I think the PDGA serves its purpose among the amateur crowd, growing the sport, getting information out there, making sure that people know the rules and kind of fostering the grassroots of what's happening. And I think the Disc Golf Pro Tour is something that'll be so valuable in making sure that the pros are getting treated the way the pros are need to be treated. The rules that the amateurs play by, in my humble opinion, should not be the rules that the Disc Golf Pro Tour or the Pro Tour players play by. I think they should be a whole different set of rules. Maybe not completely whole different, but at least there needs to be some fundamental changes in there. And I think if it slowly starts to happen where they're picking up their own broadcasting, they're picking up their own stats crews, they're picking up all this stuff, I think it only makes sense to do so. And then those huge coffers that the PDGA has, we can actually use them to make the sport bigger instead of catering to professionals.
Yeah.
That's my humble opinion.
Oh, and okay. So another thing that I thought of too is that the big, what do you think the big challenges are going to be for now this new system? Now that we're not going to have UDisc Live, I'm going to see like people aren't going to get used to, they have to get used to the new way things will look. I'm sure it's going to have a whole different appearance. Right. Is that going to be good or bad? That's yet to be seen. I will tell you that if it comes out even just a little bit worse than UDisc Live, they're probably going to get torn apart. From UDisc Live fans.
You and I were around for the first rendition of the Pro Tour.
Yeah.
I mean, and remember the, was it Pro Tour? What was it called? Pro Tour Live? The first live broadcasting of the Disc Golf Pro Tour.
Yeah.
It made it a, an event and a half.
Yeah.
No, that was it. So,
so yeah, there's going to be some growing pains, I'm sure. But hopefully they've, again, this is, I'm sure, something that's been in the works for a while, at least on the PDGA and Disc Golf Pro Tour side. And Stat Mando, so I don't want to keep calling him Mondo. Stat Mondo, Mando side. Jeez. The Stat Mando side. So hopefully they've got everything worked out and they're ready to go and have it's going to look nice and clean and they're ready to impress people. But it's definitely going to be compared to UDisc Live because I know from the comments on some of the posts that there are some hardcore UDisc Live people that love what they got through UDisc Live. So there's going to be a lot of comparison going on. So we'll have to wait and see come the first event, which is the chess. Can't remember the name of it.
Oh, that's the one at
the I think it's the chess.com invitational. Yeah. So it looks like that's going to be the first one where we see everything. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. I'm interested. It's going to be some big shoes to fill.
Sure. All right, guys, let us know in the comments below. What do you think? Do you think this was a good move by Disc Golf Pro Tour and PDGA? Do you think this was a terrible move? Do you think this is the end of UDisc Live?